Andy Burnham has been re-elected as the mayor of Greater Manchester. He picked up 63% of the vote and says he'll always give his all to the job.
For centuries, Greater Manchester has prided itself on the solidarity between its people. I have tried to be true to that tradition, rejecting the politics of division and culture wars, and that will always remain my approach.
Results are expected in London and the West Midlands later. Kevin Spacey's denied new allegations of inappropriate behaviour from men due to feature in a new Channel 4 documentary. Last year, the actor was found not guilty by a jury of 9 sexual offences alleged by 4 men at a trial in London. Around 31,000 properties have been left without water in East Sussex after a pipe burst. Southern Water has set up 3 bottled water stations for locals in Hastings and St Leonard's. In sport, Arsenal are 4 points clear at the top of the Premier League after beating Bournemouth 3-0. Nottingham Forest are attempting to edge clear of the relegation zone with victory at Sheffield United. Live now to Clive Edwards.
It's half-time here at Bramall Lane. The scores are level, so as it stands, a point will take Nottingham Forest just about clear of the bottom three. Breton Diaz opened the score for Sheffield United from the penalty spot in the 17th minute. Hudson-Odoi equalised for Forest just 10 minutes later. Sheffield United have had a string of chances. Half-time, it's Sheffield United 1, Forest 1.
Ipswich will be in the top flight next season thanks to a 2-0 win against Huddersfield. Scottish Premiership leaders Celtic are 2-0 up against Hearts. And a football fan says he doesn't have a ticket to the Scotland-Germany match that he's walking 1,000 miles to for charity. Craig Ferguson set off from Glasgow to Munich this morning. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's been a much better day today after yesterday's shocker. 15 degrees currently. It's going to cloud over gradually this afternoon. You will be unlucky if you do catch a shower. A very small risk here in the Brentwood area. It's going to be clear overnight. And tomorrow, pretty much the same as today, getting up to the heady heights of 17 degrees with some nice sunny spells. And it's looking good, much better, finally, for next week.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Okay, let's hear from Jack Patmore now on the big game.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from the Len Salmon Stadium. It's currently honours even at the break in the Isthmian North Division playoff final between Bowden Pitsea and Brentwood Town in a 1-1 draw. An uneventful start to the proceedings saw both sides cancel each other out for the most part, with so much at stake. But Chris Miller and Jack Thompson both had strikes superbly saved by Martin Hunter to the box for the hosts. It wasn't long before Bowers drew first blood, came courtesy of Miller. After the ex-Grays Athletic defender was brought down on the edge of the box, he took on the responsibility and his low-driven free kick went in off of the post to raise the decibels considerably at the Len Salmon Stadium. It was on in the final for no reason though, and they drew level just after the half-hour mark. Perhaps an air of fortune as the ball found its way to Freeman from Shagnagandu's delivery. There was nothing fortuitous about the touch and finish. That goal meant they had a newfound swagger about their play, and Marlon Agyekwa's delivery begged to be headed home, but nobody in a blue shirt was there to do so. A tight game at the moment, with a place in the Isthmian Premier Division up for grabs. At half-time it remains, Bowes and Pitsea 1, Brentwood Town 1.
Big thanks there, Jack. So, say that could go either way. I think that's going to go the distance. I think Jack might be on overtime this afternoon, because that will go to extra time and penalties if needed. We've got to have a winner tonight. Got to be a team promoted tonight to the Isthmian League Premier Division. More from Jack later, and if any goals go in, then I'll tell you about them before that. Right, we've got another musical birthday for you now, and this one is Jay Aston from Bucks Fizz. She is 63 today, born in Purley in 1961. She nowadays tours in an offshoot of the band called The Fizz, but she was a founding member. course, was in the lineup that won the Eurovision Song Contest. Couple of half-time scores which have just come through a little bit late from the combined counties. They're at the semi-final stage in the playoffs, Premier South. And the intriguing one where Croydon Athletic, owned now by Storms, are going to fly over to Jersey for their semi-final. And it's now a level pegging. Jersey have equalised right on half-time through Luke Campbell. So it's Jersey Bulls 1, Croydon Athletic 1. And the other semi-final is goalless, Knapp Hill against Tadley. And it may have slipped you by, but the Essex Senior League semi-final playoffs took place last night, and one went the distance. It went to a penalty shootout at Ashton's, where Woodford Town were defeated by the visitors Sporting Bengal. So congratulations to them. They're through to the final, a 5-4 in a shootout, and they will take on the FA Vars finalist Romford. What a season they're having, and what a week they're going to have. They could possibly end up with three trophies in 6 days. They won last night 1-0. That was at home. Good win for them. They now take on the Sporting Bengal in the final on Monday. And then on Wednesday, I believe they're in a League Cup final. And then, of course, next Saturday is the big one at Wembley, the FA Vars final, which I will be in attendance. A great Wakering Rovers romp for the Essex Derby. No team from Essex has won that trophy since 1984. That was Stansted was the last team. And the last Essex team to even get to the final was Tiptree 2002, now called Maldon and Tiptree, of course. Right, now we were talking about Eurovision Song Contest a few minutes ago. Yes, it is here upon us yet again. I know Spencer's a huge fan, and it is taking place in Malmo, Sweden on Saturday, next Saturday night. Now, here's a funny story for you, because the Polish entrant, it turns out, I saw in a East London pub before lockdown. Goes by the name of Alexandra is her real name, but she goes by the name of Luna for the Eurovision Song Contest. She played, music since she was 18. She's now 24, but this is the Polish entrant. It's not rated at all on the in the bookies for the event next week, but I don't mind this song. I don't think it's going to win it, but I think it's going to do better than the UK entry. But this is Luna and the Tower.
Looking for a miracle, waiting for a sun to catch me. Gotta find a way back home, alone, alone, alone. Hoping for a star to fall, something I can make a wish on. Could it be that I'm not full, but we are, we are, we are.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Villa Riquet's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
And talking of cricket, let's have an update on the scores from the County Championship Division 1. And a good day so far for Kent. They were 261 all out in their match at Lancashire. Lancashire really struggling at tee. They are 48 for 7. So they are 213 short with 3 wickets only remaining there. Essex, they were 156 and 138 all out. Somerset in reply, 128 all out, and then 45 without loss at tee. They still need another 122 to win, but they've got all 10 wickets remaining, so it's going to be a hard job there for Essex. In Division 2, Derbyshire, 246 all out against Sussex, who are at, going well, 196 for 3. So Sussex only 50 runs behind with 7 wickets still remaining. Middlesex Leicester, that's got a long way to go because they lost a whole day due to the diabolical weather yesterday. They are at tee with Leicestershire, the visitors, at 221 for 8. And finally Yorkshire, they're going quite well. Glamorgan were 221 out, the visitors. But Yorkshire in response are 106 for 2 at tee, 115 behind with still 8 wickets remaining. Right, this next track is Ian Brown from the Stone Roses.
For every man a religion,
Update from the one Rugby League Super League fixture that's taking place this afternoon. It's Hull KR 22, St Helens the league leaders 14. So we could have a bit of a turn up there. And a couple of big goals gone in the Premier League, particularly Nottingham Forest now going 2-1 up at relegated Sheffield United. Ryan Yates with that second one for Forest. And Newcastle have gone further in front at struggling Burnley, 4-0 now. They lead with Alexander Isak getting the visitors fourth. Four different goal scorers there. And in the Scottish Premier League, Dundee 0, St Mirren 2. Right, before the travel, I've got another musical birthday for you, and this is the legendary Mike Dirnt, who is the bassist in Green Day, born in California. He's 52 today, and his Boulevard of Broken Dreams. To Bose and Pitsy.
Read between the lines, what's stuffed up and everything's alright. Check my vital signs, know I'm still alive and I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk up like shadows.
this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one.
Penalty missed.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Not too bad out there today. One lane is closed. Delays expected due to roadworks on the M25 both ways between Junction 27, M11, Junction 6 and Junction 28, A12 Brentwood, Brook Street, roundabout. Temporary traffic lights are due to gas main work on Gubbins Lane near the dry of Harold Wood. And likewise, traffic light due to roadworks. Long Ridings Avenue, Woodland Avenue in Hutton. On the rails, buses run instead of trains on C2C between Grays and Pitsea and between Grays and Upminster, and also between Cambridge and Stansted Airport, all due to engineering works, and between Cambridge and Audley End. On the tubes, we've got some engineering works today. No service on the via Victoria on the Circle Line between Edgware Road, Tower Hill, and also on the District Line between Embankment and Hammersmith, Embankment Wimbledon, and Wimbledon and Edgware Road, and between Earlscourt and Kensington Olympia. Jubilee Line did have some minor delays earlier due to a fire alert that seems to have cleared now, Canary Wharf, and some cancellations on the Metropolitan Line due to a shortage of trains. That's also the case also on the Northern Line. Kentish Town Station remains closed for major works, and the Piccadilly Line has trains not stopping on that line at Gloucester Road, again due to engineering works. And just a reminder, if you haven't heard, that tomorrow here in Billericay, it's the annual Soapbox Derby, so be aware that London Road will be closed for most of the day. There'll be more travel in an hour. Right, so yes, as I was saying here, in that between that song of Green Day, apologies to Green Day, but there was a penalty awarded at Bowes and Pitsea, and it was taken by Williamson, and it was saved by Melvin Minter down low. The follow up was blasted over the bar, so a let off there for Brentwood. It remains 1-1. Right, let's see if there's been any more goals. There's been a breakthrough at Pittodrie. Aberdeen are still managerless. I think they've appointed a manager to start in the summer. But since Neil Warnock has left, they've had an interim in charge. And it's their top scorer yet again, Bojan Mijovski, scoring for them with a penalty after 68 minutes against St Johnstone. And if you're a follower of Spanish football, Real Madrid 1, Cadiz 0. Brahim Diaz scoring for Madrid. Motherwell have condemned Livingston to relegation to the Scottish Championship. They'll be replaced by Dundee United next season. It's Motherwell 3, Livingston 0. That is up to date as you were. Let's see what this track. I've never heard this track. Let's see what this is like. Emma Pierre. Love will find a way.
Though the road is long and you find it getting lost, always stay strong and tell yourself you're gonna be okay.
Right, just for fun, I pick out some, when I cover this sports show, I pick out some horse racing tips. I did get a winner last time I covered this show, but not a good start for me this afternoon, because at the 4:10 at Newmarket, my horse Hope You Can Run, unfortunately it's still running, because the winner of that was Relentless Voyager at 13-2. The favourite, Real Dream, was second. Mine has just come in now. Second from last, 18-1 shot. So let's hope we get better luck on my next tip, which is at 5:15, also at Newmarket, and that one is Pitney. Right, this track might sound like it was recorded in 1959. It's actually a brand new release. This is Casey Camille from New Orleans, known as the Lostines, from a new album called Meet the Lostines. This is called Frankie and Eva.
Back to life, and now you're here. I
the Lost Steens. A couple of goals to tell you about. First of all, Rugby League, Super League One match taking place, and it's a good one, and a bit of a turn-up. We were at Leaders St Helens were in front. They're now trailing at Hull Kingston Rovers. It's Hull KR 34, St Helens 20, coming to the closing stages of that one. Another match in the Super League kicks off at 5:30. Lee Leopards against the Castleford Tigers. Right, a couple of goals to tell you about, and another one for Callum Hudson-Odoi. Good afternoon now, looking for Nottingham Forest, now leading 3-1 at relegated Sheffield United. Remember, Burnley are 4-0 down at home to Newcastle, so a good day for Forest there. And Livingston have pulled one back, but they're going down out of the Premier League in Scotland. It's Motherwell 4, Livingston 1. It's Dundee 1, St Mirren 3. And in that combined counties playoff semi-final, it's Jersey Bulls 1, Croydon Athletic 2, with Richard Pingling scoring the second for the visitors with 20 minutes to go. What shall we do now? Let us play this track. Haircut 100. It is cup final day in Northern Ireland, and they've turned it around, Cliftonville, because Linfield were 1-0 up at half-time with a goal from Ethan McGee, but the Cliftonville equalised through Sam Ashford. Went to extra time, and 48 seconds into extra time, Cliftonville went in front for the first time today. Ronan Hale with that goal, 91 minutes. So that one's still got a fair bit of time to go.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Ben has messaged in to tell me that the Cliftonville score, I remember talking about the Northern Ireland Cup final, Sam Ashford was on the score sheet, and he tells me, reminds me that Sam Ashford used to play for Witham Town, so a small world, isn't it? His dad as well, I believe, was a manager in that league as well, so thank you for that. Right, next we've got Hall & Oates. Now, they were in the news yesterday, saying that they'll never work together again. They're sick of the sight of each other, but this was a classic track from them. It is Snooker World Championship semi-final day, and we've got a winner in one of the two semis. Kyron Wilson is through to his second World Championship final at the Crucible. He has claimed a comfortable 17-11 win over David Gilbert, and Wilson will play either Jack Jones of Wales or Basildon's Stuart Bingham, and that one at the moment is going in favour of Jones. He's leading 13-10 with that one recommencing at 7 o'clock tonight. And in the Rugby League Super League match, another try for Hull KR. Hull Kingston Rovers 40, St Helens 20. So it looks like quite a comfortable win now after St Helens were in front at one stage. Right, we get sent a lot of tracks through here at Phoenix FM. We listen to them all. This is just one of them that was sent in. This is an artist. Goes under the name Kelly Bosey, a.k.a. Izzy from Birmingham. This is her new one. I think it's her third release. This is called Blush.
You know how I miss you all the time. I have to say the feeling's not sublime. It's haunting, slowly taunting me. What can I say? I have a new obsession. Wish you were near me, close to kiss me. Feel the tension and it lingers around me. Call you daily, call me crazy. Strange to be, but the lust's trying to drown me. I've got that sugar rush, you know it's hush, hush, hush. You are my only crush, you make me blush, blush, blush. Blush, blush. Blush. You make me blush, blush, blush. I've got that sugar rush. You know it's hush, hush, hush. You are my only crush. You make me blush, blush, blush. You make me blush, blush, blush. See now, the colors in your eyes, addicted. Wanna see them all the time, hypnotic. Temperature rise, it's clear to me. I have some new confessions. Walls are falling down, oh, they're crumbling round. See the aftermath and haze, it surrounds me. Tingles to my brain, blood through my veins. Can't help it, but it's driving me insane. I've got that sugar rush. You know it's hush, hush, hush. You are my only crush. You make me blush, blush, blush. Blush, blush. You make me blush, blush, blush. Blush, blush, blush. I've got that sugar rush. You know it's hush, hush, hush. You are my only crush. You make me blush, blush, blush. You make me blush, blush, blush.
Oh, it's you.
You make me blush, blush, blush. Blush, blush, blush.
Oh, it's you.
You make me blush, blush, blush.
Oh, it's you.
I've got that sugar rush. You know it's hush, hush, hush. You are my only crush. You make me blush, blush, blush.
Blush, blush.
Life.
Hold the Grass, pumping on your stereo. All right, just before the news, let's have a little catch-up with the today's Cricket County Championship. Division 1, Lancashire trailing Kent by 177 runs. They are at 84 for 9 after Kent were all out for 261. This is Division 1, by the way. Somerset against Essex. Somerset require 81 runs to win, and they've still got 8 wickets remaining in that one. Essex were 156 all out and then 138 all out. Somerset's first innings, 128 all out. In Division 2, Derbyshire and Sussex. Sussex trail Derbyshire by just one run with 7 wickets remaining. Sussex 245 for 3. Derbyshire were 246 all out. And finally, Middlesex against Leicester. That one, of course, was washed out yesterday. Leicester still in the first innings, 250 for 8. And another one there, Yorkshire against Glamorgan. Yorkshire trailing Glamorgan by 45 runs, 8 remaining.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.